Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's that time of year when the first major sporting event on our calendar returns to our state, bringing with it a nice economic impact. Bob Moran is tournament director of the Credit One Charleston Open Women's Professional Tennis Tournament, coming to Daniel Island March 29th through April 6th. Bob, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks so much for having me. Always look forward to this conversation with you.
Now, for our listeners who maybe they're not tennis fans, maybe they are new to the state, tell us about the tournament. Kind of give us a history and overview.
Sure. This is the Credit One Charleston Open, formerly known as the Volvo Car Open and formerly the Family Circle Cup, started in 1973 in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, and moved to Charleston in year 2001. But we're the largest women's only professional tennis event in the country. Really excited about what's to come this year.
All right. So tell us what is to come.
Well, that's great. So what we're really excited about is, Mike, we set a record last year on ticket sales and we've already exceeded that number. We are now celebrating our third year as the WTA 500 Tournament of the Year, which is a big deal to us. That's voted on by the players. And we just continue to refine what that experience is like from a fan perspective, be it food and beverage, be it on-site entertainment. And at the very least, we have what I would consider the best women's tennis draw. This is probably, in 2025, the strongest field I've ever seen here in Charleston, which I'm really excited about.
Well, share with us some of the big names coming this year.
Sure. And currently, we have five of the top 10 players. Number four in the world, Jess Pegula. Number five in the world, Madison Keys, who just won the Australian Open. Number eight in the world, Emma Navarro, who just won a few weeks ago in Merida, Mexico, another WTA 500, and born and raised here in Charleston, South Carolina. And those are all Americans. And out of my field, we have 37 players who make the direct entry into the tournament. And out of those 37, 12 are U.S. players, which means there's 12 players that are ranked in the top 75 in the world.
All right, now tell us about anything new happening this year.
What we're really doing, probably focusing more on this year, is really refining what that experience is on site. We have this large circular video board that everyone can, while they're eating, dining, enjoying some music, they can also watch all the matches on a big circular board that we installed last year in our food court. We continue to refine with the music and entertainments. Like, we have one of our sister companies is the BMOC Hospitality Collection, and the newest addition for us on the food court includes Charleston Place Hotel downtown, Sorelli, a brand new Italian restaurant downtown. All of them are being featured in what we're calling the Greenhouse this year, which is part of the BMOC Hospitality Collection. It's something very, very different we haven't done before, but it features all of the restaurants within the BMOC Hospitality Collection.
And I know that you guys occasionally compile some economic statistics, and I know all of this is bringing a nice impact to the region.
It is. You know, we've been talking for a long time. I go back to pre-COVID, we've more than doubled our ticket revenues, and that just translates into more fans here, more people in the greater Charleston area, more hotel rooms, more restaurant visits, more visits to the aircraft carrier and aquarium, all of the sights and sounds of downtown. So the more successful we are with an event, the more successful the community is. We continue to be broadcast in over 150 countries, which translates quite honestly into people coming here at a different time. They may come here for tennis, or they may watch tennis on our international broadcast. They'll come back to Charleston. We found that to be a tried and true solution. When people see it or people experience it, either through watching or coming, they'll always come back or come for the first time after watching on TV.
That global spotlight does not hurt, does it?
No, it does not. It does not. And, you know, I travel quite a bit with the tours and the business of tennis. And Charleston is a regular conversation across the globe. If I'm in Madrid or this past year, I was in the Middle East and had great conversations with some leadership in Riyadh who heard great things about our Charleston event. So when we're traveling abroad, we hear it. And we love that we're able to bring that sense of community to our partners across the globe.
Well, Bob, as always, thanks so much for taking time to share with us today.
Mike, it's always a pleasure, and I hope we see you this year.
And we are definitely looking forward to it. Thanks again.
Excellent.
Bob Moran is Tournament Director of the Credit One Charleston Open, coming to Daniel Island March 29th through April 6th. We will have a link to the tournament posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.